All right, I'm in Rick mode. Open your songbooks, please, to number 40. Number 40. I'm going to tell this on a couple of guys. I debated whether or not to repeat it, but I'm going to do it anyway. We were sitting in the room getting ready to come out this morning. And we mentioned that tonight is singing night. So Rob was sitting next to me, and I said, "Rob, man, that would be so great if you would lead a song." He looked up at Kenny, and he said, "Now, I've always said that I'll do it if Kenny would do it, right after Kenny does it." So I said, "Kenny, I'll give you $20 right here, right now, if you'll do it." And Rob said, "I'll give you $40. But when someone who doesn't always lead singing leads a song from their heart, it's really special. So even if it may not sound the most technically correct, it doesn't matter. All right. Remember, I've told you before that if you're looking at number 40, "Be With Me, Lord," which is one of my favorite old songs, by the way, you see Thomas O. Chisholm on the left, he wrote the words, and the person on the right, Lloyd O. Sanderson, he wrote the music. Now, I was talking to Betty this morning, and I knew from previous conversations that Brother Sanderson was a preacher who came to this area once, and she remembers sitting out on her front porch with him, her and a group of other people, and they were singing songs with Brother Sanderson. He was conducting a gospel meeting where she attended, so she has a relationship with him. And when Beverly and I were visiting Paul and Jennifer in Memphis, we were at a congregation, and Lloyd's son, Leon, was one of the elders there, Leon Sanderson. And Leon gave me one of the quotes that I've never forgotten and repeated several times, and that is, "Singing without thinking is not worshiping." He mentioned that in the class, I think, that he was conducting that day. That was Leon, his son. All right. On a rural farm in northeast Arkansas near Union Grove. Do you know where Union Grove is, Jerry? I don't know. Union Grove, Arkansas, Lloyd Otis Sanderson was born. And get this, when he was born, and he was born in like 1901, he weighed 13 pounds, 8 ounces. Betty said he was a big guy, and he even started off pretty big. Music occupied a very central part of the Sandersons' evening, the whole family, of their evening entertainment. Lloyd's father taught music and was a song leader, and his mother taught Lloyd how to sight read music with the shape notes. If you look in our books, we have shape notes, as early as age 4. So some of you guys that I try to tell them about those shape notes, when you're four, he was 4 years old. All of his 9 brothers and sisters shared in the music tradition. Each had the ability to play a variety of instruments. Sounds like a Branson show, doesn't it? But L.O. excelled in songwriting and the teaching of singing schools. He wrote 400 songs during his life, and he wrote the first one when he was only 14 years old, and he also taught singing schools throughout his life. His father died in 1920, and there was some religious division of thought in his dad's, in Lloyd's home, and so they never talked about religion in their home when he was a boy. They had disagreements maybe between father and mother, and so they decided not to talk about it. But when his father died, he said, "I finally started reading myself the Bible, and I read myself into believing that I should be buried with my Lord in baptism." It caused him some problems. He had to change his religious convictions of the past few years, and possibly lost some friends. But in 1922, at the age of 21 years old, so he was born in 1901, he was baptized, and the following Sunday, he started leading singing at the Bono Church of Christ. And you know, he'd go down to Jonesboro, he'd go right through Bono. You guys would know that. And so he led singing there, and thus began a long, successful ministry of music in the churches of Christ. He actually served as the music editor for the Gospel Advocate for more than 40 years. He edited three hymn books, Christian Hymns 1, 2, and 3, and he wrote extensively in music, some music textbooks. He was, it says here, it was kind of interesting, he was a strong advocate of what he called quality songs. He believed that a song must appeal to the soul, not just to the flesh and to the heart, and not to the feet. The words of a song must present a worthy idea, and the form must be as good as the idea. Poems should stand the test of English. He liked good grammar, as well as truth. Prior to his conversion to the Lord, most of his time and career choices involved music, but now he started preaching. Everyone, you know, he was evidently a very good preacher, and so he, I enjoyed the simple truth so much that I continued both singing and preaching. It was while preaching for the, now some of you may have worshipped here, the South National Church in Springfield, he was inspired to write the words to this song. Now, I've read this two or three times in the past, and finally, in this book that I trust quite a bit, I think this is a true and really neat story. This is a quote from Brother Sanderson. In the fall of 1934, on a Monday night, past midnight, I was working in the church office. He says it was so late that the police came by and checked on him because they saw his light on in his office. He said, a melody kept running through my mind. And I finally stopped what I was doing, and I wrote out the melody, then returned to my work. But the harmony kept going on in his mind, so I finally stopped, and I wrote the harmony to complete the music. He didn't write the words. He just wrote the music to this song. 8 days later, a letter came to him from a man named Thomas O. Chisholm, and that's the guy that wrote these words. He said, I never met him personally, but he had purchased some of his poems that he used to set with his music, and we had corresponded before. In his letter, he sent him a poem, and he said, Mr. Chisholm said he retired one evening, but he couldn't sleep because a theme kept coming to my mind. After midnight, I finally got up, went to my desk, and completed the poem. Brother Sanderson says, this turned out to be on the very same night that I had trouble working until I wrote out the music. It was a perfect fit for my music. So here's two guys, 1,000 miles apart, on the same night, late at night, one of them writing out a poem that he just couldn't stop until he finished it, and one writing out music that he couldn't stop until he finished it, and those two things came together and became the words and the music to this song. I was just about to read what I just said. Whether written by coincidence or by the providence of God, and goodness, that's too weird a coincidence to not say the Lord was involved in this song. Be With Me, Lord, has been one of Lloyd Otis Sanderson's finest hymns. It brings to mind the comfort that is ours. First, to know that we're not in this world alone. And second, to know that the Lord will never leave our side, no matter how dark and dreary life seems. I am reminded of the poem, Footprints in the Sand. When the last scenes of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. You've heard this. I noticed many times there was only one set of footprints, and I noticed it happened at the lowest and saddest point in my life. It bothered me, and I questioned the Lord. who said, "My precious child, during your times of trial and suffering, when you only saw one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you. We beseech the Lord to abide in us, to carry us through life. Be with us, Lord." Now, kind of a sad thing to end on, but L.O. Sanderson turns out he would need all the comfort his hymn could give. Their daughter developed cancer and died August 2nd, 1984. 2 weeks later, on August 15th, 1984, while walking home from church, he and his wife, they lived right across the street, and they walked across the street. A driver hit them, and Mrs. Sanderson, his wife of 57 years, was killed walking home across the street from church. Mr. Sanderson survived, though crippled, and lived another 8 years, went home peacefully in 1992 at the age of 90. So let's sing the song that he wrote the music to and Mr. Chisholm wrote the words to. Number 40. Number 40. You can put that up there, Dylan.
Be with me, Lord, I cannot live without